Peter, reactions are divided, and kind of big deception from the opposition side, and there is also satisfaction from the winning side. So here we are talking about two feelings.
What are supporters of the opposition saying? Because I hear the supporters of President Itno are celebrating.
Yes, as you know, last time I was talking about if the National Election Commission has the means to declare as soon as possible the results. So this is what's happened finally, at the surprise of all, yesterday by the middle of the day, diplomatic corps were invited in the evening so that they will be declaring partial results or provisional results, and that's what happened. This happened around 8 p.m. local time, and before that, 1 hour earlier, the opposition side, the Transformateurs President Sipse Masra, declared himself as winner already 1 hour ahead before even the commission declared. So this is the scenarios that happened yesterday, and in all the night, the fellows were celebrating all the night until now. So this is the kind of what's going on.
For those who say they rejected the outcome of the election, especially the opposition, what are they saying about the election?
Generally, the population are rejecting. They think the results are not correct. They think the results have been settled, or because seeing what happened with the campaigns, they don't think Massa would get that small result, which is 18%, and Debi Muhammad with 61.
What are the expectations of the people of Chad after this election? What are they telling you they expect from the new president?
People from Chad, they have the same difficulties, they are having the same challenges, and expectations are the same. Want better education, security, food security, and also general development. These are the expectations, and more of freedom. These are the expectations for all Chadians, even who ma doesn't matter who will be the president, but these are the expectations from Chadians.
With the over 60% vote that the transitional president got, it means that they really expect him to solve all the problems that you have just enumerated.
I mean, as they said, those are provisional results, are the vote from the Chadian people. That means, they put their trust in him to overcome their problems. But though they are still, provisional results, so I think there will be maybe recounting as the rules say. So if there will be recounting, these digits could be reviewed and then anyways. But for me, it seems like that's the last scenario.
What is the current situation in N'Djamena, the capital where you are now? What is the situation? How is the mood?
Obviously today there, I think most of the offices are closed because people couldn't know what will happen. And because yesterday evening by 5, there was a huge deployment of militaries and police and security forces around the main roundabouts and main sectors and securing all the city. And till now, there are still those security forces, staying and watching around. So people are kind of, some people feel a little bit afraid, and some people are still, going to the activities. The markets are open, and buses are running, so this is somehow the situation in Germany. But it's pretty quiet now, except of yesterday night. There were a lot of celebrations with shootings of weapons. So for now, everything have been quiet so far till now.